In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Jenny Rowan and I spent the day yesterday traveling to Chicago to present and support Eric Allen for confirmation at the diocesan service at St. James Cathedral. It was beautiful. And I forgot how much I enjoy being part of a large diocesan-wide confirmation service. It just gives you the feeling of being part of the broader church, one worldwide Anglican communion, worshiping across time and space. It's inspiring. There were 76 people presented, ranging from young teens owning for themselves the faith of their parents, to elderly people finally finding a home in the tradition that resonated with them. They came from 21 different parishes all across our diocese, some small and some incredibly large, rural and urban, high church and low church. The service alternated between English and Spanish because a number of our Hispanic congregations were present. We sang music from a variety of styles. We had clergy representing the breadth of our tradition and lay people whose spirituality ran the gamut from traditional genuflecting and crossing oneself to the raising of hands during singing and prayer. We worshiped together, each saying the same Lord's Prayer to the same Lord, but all in our own preferred language. We celebrated the gifts of every new person added to our communion by name, because each of them contributed something unique and irreplaceable. We shared a common meal and sang songs in one harmonious chorus. And then we ate together and got to know each other and shared our actual lives at a reception. It was the best of church. It was a picture, a small glimpse of Pentecost, the birth of the church, and also its ever-present aspiration. On that first Pentecost that we read about every year on this Sunday, 50 days after Easter, the nascent Christian community from all over the known world was gathered together in one place. That place they had heard that Jesus was from, because they longed to catch a glimpse of him there. But they came from so far only to find that he had already ascended. He was no longer present in the flesh. I wonder if they grumbled in dejection. But then maybe they started talking to others from their own group, reminding themselves of why they had ventured so far, what the faith meant to them, why it motivated and inspired them. And then the most amazing thing happened. They were literally inspired. God breathed into them the very Spirit of the Lord, so that Christ would be present among them again, embodied. But instead of in the singular person of Jesus, he was embodied in the community of all the gathered people. Their faith was what made his presence real and active. And they told one another in each other's tongues, in language they could relate to and understand, the good news that each of them knew, the core of their faith, the reason it was worth believing in the risen Christ and hoping that resurrection could be true for them too. The gift that God had given them was not to be able to speak in unknown languages. That's a cheap parlor trick, not a miracle. The gift of God was to be able to have real community across barriers, to tell and to hear the story of God's faithfulness in their lives, to share a meal, a faith, a joy that could not be put down, a place of ultimate belonging. The gift of Jesus was the communion itself that bound these disparate people together. Being able to speak a common language did not make them interchangeable. It did not obliterate the importance of their own differences. It simply helped them express their own stories of faith and be heard and understood. It made it obvious that the community was so much more because of what each one was free to contribute to it. And then Peter reminded them that they shared a common history, a singular story of God working in the world through time to bring them all to this place, that this community was exactly what God had promised. And they ate together, sharing their lives with people who, it turns out, weren't that different after all, because they were all bound together in Christ. And then they each went out, inspired to go and do the work that only each of them could do, to live the life of faith that God had laid out for every person individually, so that together they could tell the fullness of the story of Christ at work, redeeming the world, that people might just believe it because of this incredible community. Pentecost teaches us that the basis of the church is really a divine gift, a spirit that isn't born from any of us, but rather from the very heart of God. But the only way we can recognize it, the only hope we have of experiencing it, is when we all participate, when we work together to make it manifest in the world, when we share our gifts and our passions and our stories to create community across difference and begin to realize that dream that Jesus entered the world for, that vision for which he died and rose again to bring life. He gave it to us to make it real, to make it happen. Pentecost is the moment when Jesus stopped carrying the movement himself. Instead, he filled us with his Spirit and made us do the work. He believed in his followers enough to empower them, and he longs for us to believe in him enough to actually do what he made us to do, to create the dream of God in our midst. I'm sure that first Pentecost was confusing and enlightening all at the same time. It was exhausting and yet felt a little comforting, maybe. It was foreign and yet maybe a bit like a homecoming. The people were telling all their own stories and had to be reminded at the same time of the universal history that bound them together. That is all how church works. That's what the Spirit of God does to and for us. It should make you a bit uncomfortable because God is too big to be contained in you and is always pushing you on to new things. And yet, it's comforting because sometimes it's nice to be a small part of something so much bigger and grander than you can even imagine. It's hard not to be able to see the whole picture, but at the same time, sometimes it's enlightening to just know what the next step in the liturgy is. The gift of the Spirit pulls us into something so much larger than ourselves, and yet reminds us why each of us matter to that larger picture, and that it's not the same without any of us. Pentecost is all of that because it is teaching us that the church is all of that. We, the community here of St. Paul's, gather around this table from disparate lives with various histories and passions and gifts and concerns around one altar. We share a meal. We speak to each other the language of God, living and active in our lives. The ways we experience the divine presence, the ways we hear the Lord's voice, the prayers we speak in the depths of our own souls, so that each of us may know more fully and see more clearly the Lord Jesus Christ. We will go out and celebrate together, share the ups and downs of our daily existence, and we will work side by side, using what each of us brings to that work to build the kingdom of God right here in our corner of God's world. That's what it's all about. That's what a single service and a picnic and a ministry fair are ultimately about. Joining together, sharing our lives, contributing our gifts. But it's what life in the church is always about. You matter around this table because no one else speaks with your voice or can have your perspective on God. But just as importantly, it matters what you take from here out into the rest of your life, because that's where God's Spirit helps you to proclaim good news to other people in a language they can understand, and empowers you to engage in that work that you are uniquely positioned to do. Jesus trusts us, not because he couldn't do it on his own, but because this was always the plan. This was a far better way. It is our turn to be the living embodiment of Jesus in the world. May each one of us feel the breath of the Spirit filling us with the power of God. And then may each of us go and act on it, making the good news known to all in a way that they can hear and understand and accept it as their own. Amen.